Welcome to the Dr. Living Good podcast, which exists to equip you with real health solutions to make health simple.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, what?
Guess what day it is?
What day?
Field Trip Friday! What's up, peeps? Happy Friday!
Okay, I can do this. It is Friday. Hope your week's going great.
It's gotta be a good day today. Welcome to the show. It's the Living Goods. This is the Living Good Daily Show.
Yes, it is.
That we don't do daily.
What?
You know what I really liked? From last week, we had sunglasses on.
What?
But while we were prepping,
what?
Guess what I just spotted? Come on. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Pick one out. Well, I mean, we're talking summer detox today. We gotta have the shades on. Totally forgot.
Is that what we're talking about today?
Yeah. All the stinky people in the summer. That's what we're talking about.
I feel like you're talking more specifically to me.
Well, if you're included in all the stinky people.
Do you know what he said to me on the way in here? I said, oh man, I should have brought our deodorants because I know they don't sell them at Whole Foods, the one that I specifically use right now and him too. And he goes, why? Yours doesn't work anyway. If you don't have an husband that's honest.
Anyone got a stinky spouse? Anyone have a stinky spouse?
What'd you say the other day? I said, I said,
comment if your spouse stinks, this
said,
one's for them.
Man, I smell. And he's like, you just, at some point, when do you just stop saying it? It's like every day for you.
Oh, those are nice. I like those. It's like bamboo.
No, they're
bad. Is it your head or the glasses?
They're fully plastic.
So, if you got stinky pits, we got you today.
Well, and now they're going to ask, well, why do you stink if you're, then your deodorant must not work?
If you touch people with stinky pits, we got you hand sanitizer today, too. This is summer detox. There's a lot of toxins in the summer.
Why would you touch someone's pits?
I'm saying, like, touch someone that has stinky pits, and you feel like maybe they're stinky, and then, like, I don't know. Just need to sanitize from it.
Is that what you do after you leave me?
Check this out.
What?
That. Look what you made us.
Maybe if I put it upside down, it'll be right for them.
No, definitely not.
How do I?
Yep. Summer Detox Guide.
Sure did.
You can get it. You made this for us. Appreciate you. And we're going to continue to work our way through it today, which is deodorant, hand sanitizer. If you missed sunscreen, if you missed bug spray last week, check that out. There's a link right there. You can click on it, enter your email. You get this sent to you. You'll also get entered into the summer giveaway. Yes! A whole bunch of stuff we're giving away all summer long. And you get early bird access to the 4th of July event, the biggest sale of the year. Everything will be back in stock and you'll get one day early access. That link is right there for you to check out. Where are you going? Where are you?
I'm making sure I don't sink for a show so I can get close to you.
Okay. It's deodorant shopping time.
Let's do this.
Well, open the guide.
Let's do it.
What are we looking for? Main things.
What are we not looking for?
What are we not looking for? What do we not want?
Don't want anything linked to cancer like a DEA, a phthalate.
Axe body sprays out.
Paraben.
Old Spice is out.
A triclosan. Anything outside of natural.
Really? They've made this easy.
They did.
On the front of the deodorant bottle, it's going to say, no phthalates. It's backwards. I'm going to show them in a second.
Okay.
I really appreciate you helping them out, though. Hello to you. I'm just hearing Sally right now. Can't read it, Sally.
Glad I'm helpful. Why don't I hold the camera?
Yeah.
I feel like that's helpful.
Trade ya.
Here's this.
Hey, thanks.
Do you need that?
Let's teach them. Talking deodorant today. Hi, I'm up here.
Well, it's still on me.
Oh. great camera work here. This is raw, this is real. There's no post-production work.
So in the guide, we have a whole section on deodorants. Here's some common ones, DEAs, phthalates, bad hormone disruptors. Women, you're crushing your hormones. Mm. Men too. Mm. Parabens, linked to breast cancer. Triclosan is, it should be out of most things, but it's a major one. They actually had this in hand sanitizers several years ago. Majorly linked to cancers. And they outlawed it in Europe, then they outlawed it in America. But they allowed Johnson & Johnson to continue to sell out the products that were on the shelves before they pulled them. It's insane stuff. So it's got a direct link. That one's nasty. So that's a big heavy hitter. But most of these on the front will literally state what's going on in there. No aluminum. Aluminum has links to dementia's, Alzheimer's. Too much built up in your body is a problem. Smearing it on your pits means you're going to absorb it. No baking
right
soda
those.
For that one. Interesting. They're not even going that route, which would block some pores potentially.
Well, some people have reactions to baking soda,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be, you know, not one is going to be friendly for all pits. No parabens. No brainer. We don't want, I would try to avoid fragrances as much as you can, even though you want to smell decent. So sometimes when they just put that stuff in, like, they got bought out. You see,
they did.
Okay, they got bought out.
We are seeing no aluminum, no parabens. So it's a good start, Tom.
Tom doesn't even know.
I think they got bought out by, well, like Johnson & Johnson, one of the big ones. But the first ingredient, propylene glycol. That's the stuff in antifreeze,
the
by the way.
One.
So you're smearing a, you know, major chemical on your pits. We keep going through it. Glycerol, lorate. I mean, we got, and then there, look, perfume and fragrance. See that? When they just put that,
that's kind of like putting natural flavors without specifying the harm of it. And it's just kind of a bag. They can do anything with perfumes and fragrances. So you're kind of watching out, unless it's specifically, if you care about the quality of the product, then you're going to identify it specifically. So, I'd actually stay away from Tom. Not a good one. Most of the deodorants you're going to pick up, full of the list of chemicals. They're definitely not going to say no aluminum, no parabens on the top. But if you don't see that, then light up the top. So, let's keep going. Let's check out Jason.
Tom
didn't pass. How's Jason doing? So, here's one. It says it has tea tree oil in it, which would fight off microbes. Oh, it does say no propylene glycol. Look at that. See? They're like, take that, Tom. No aluminum?
I feel like this is personal.
No parabens? No phthalates. Tom and Jason are fighting.
I do feel like that.
Let's have a look. Propanediol.
Did they just use a propane different diol. Way of saying propylene glycol?
It just gets a little dicey. You got some cornstarch in there. You start to see benzyl benzoate.
Now you're out, Jason. That level of benzoate, maybe sodium benzoate, but benzyl benzoate, like, not no benzes. The only benz you should like is the one that you could
draw. So no Tom, okay? No Jason, no Ben.
Yes. And then, look, they also have the fragrance,
perfume. You pick up Old Spice, you're going to see this stuff real fast. There's going to be propylene glycol, there's going to be fragrances, or whatever women are using, but Dove.
You're going to see these, and you're rubbing it on your pits. Now, this is going to cost a little bit more, but this is going to find this stuff on sale.
Dr. Livingood, why couldn't we find an antiperspirant in Whole Foods?
Oh, so you're going to block the pits when you do that from perspiring. You want to sweat. That's your body's way of cooling you off. It's a way of dealing with toxins. We need to do that. Now, if you just sweat and it just sits under the arm, skin, flab, whatever's there, then you can start to get the bacteria. The wrong way to say it.
I don't,
whatever's going on under there, then you can start to sink because of the bacteria. So a lot of these you'll see have natural sources of antimicrobials, and they have odor protectors. But we're avoiding the antiperspirants. We want to allow our body to sweat, okay? Well, Tom was out. Jason's out. How about Schmidt?
Schmitty, how you doing? All right, what do we got here? No aluminum, no artificial fragrances. So they're acknowledging the fragrances at least. I'm unsure about the parabens and unsure about the phthalates. So, well, they start with magnesium. That's a good choice. I like magnesium. Got some coconut oil, shea butter, sodium bicarbonate. That's baking soda. As long as you don't have an interaction, make you itch. All right, we got some tocopherols, vitamin E made from sunflower. Boom shakalaka.
Schmidt. All right.
Squalene. Yeah, we get a little bit at the end there. Maybe. I think better. That's a winner so far. That's what I've seen.
They have men's smells.
Oh, give me some sandalwood citrus. It's the signature.
What's that? How is it? Would you put that on your pit? Can I smell you?
Is there a tester?
Oh my gosh. You know which one I like? Oh, you're going to smell fur? Let me smell this. Do you do this, you guys? I do this. I smell my... Oh, yeah. That smells like a big old pine tree.
I would smells like a taxi cab air freshener. Step two is washing it off. Name that movie and I will give you a hug. I will give you a hug. Taxi cab air freshener, huh? Step two is washing it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes! It's the funniest movie ever. You name it. I all right, you can't. It's fine.
You have homework for the weekend.
How about Frank?
I like this one.
Frank! All right. Tom... I would pass. Jason, I would pass. Schmitty, I'd maybe use. Let's take a look at Frank. Frank, don't let me down here. What do we got?
No aluminum, no parabens. Great start. It's going to be baking soda based. Make sure you don't have any interaction with that or reaction with that itchiness or anything. Unscented.
They make one that's soda free, baking soda free.
No aluminum, no parabens, no fake fragrances, no animal testing. Okay, we're at a great start.
Look at how short it is.
Shea butter, baking soda, coconut oil, beeswax, arrowroot. Nice. And vitamin E. Holy cow.
Yeah. Frank, we got a winner. Frank's doing fantastic.
And they make this one without baking soda.
The only problem with Frank?
What's wrong with him?
That stinks.
Oh.
Yikes. Frank.
Who buys stuff that's not on sale from here anyway?
$5. You can't afford that.
That is true.
That's crazy.
How about Crystal?
Oh, let's check out Crystal. Maybe she can come through.
Come on, females. Anyone with a name like Crystal's got to come through.
Very lavenderish. This is mineral enriched
roll-on deodorant. No aluminum, paraben free, no white marks, women. There you go. Let's flip it over. Water, potassium, a natural mineral salt, polysorbate 20.
Oh man, maybe you want to get one of the unscented ones.
And a fragrance and a benzoic acid.
Oh man, Crystal, come on. You know what's funny though is EWG puts them on and off his lit off their list.
So it depends which one's on right now. This has sodium benzoate, so we're better there. They changed it then. So sodium bicarbonate, we're fine there, and then we're fine with the sodium benzoate. But the purple one would be a no go. What do you got there?
The pink one. What's this? Unscented.
I knocked one over. I'm fixing it. Sodium citrate. Sodium benzoate. Yeah, this one would be fine.
So just stay away from the purple?
Yeah, pink or white if you're going to go with Crystal. Crystal's going to be friendly. The ones that we use, Jessica uses sort of...
I can't get your laughing face in here.
I use deodorant some days. Some days I give my body a break.
Some days I give my body a break. The ones that I use a Dr. Teal, so it's very affordable. And then the options that she uses as well. We put them in the guide.
Okay. I use Beauty Counter right now, which is maybe why you don't think it works, because it's new.
You have Crystal.
I do have a Crystal.
And the ones we use, livinggooddaily.com and click on market.
Each and every's on there.
Each and every. So,
and Attitude's on there.
Okay. So if you go to livinggooddaily.com, we'll put a link up for you for this, and click on market. You'll be able to see the deodorants we actually use. Very reasonable. You're not going to spend $12 for a deodorant, even though it's good stuff, Schmitty.
They're pretty frank about the price. I'll tell you that.
Nothing against them. They made great stuff, but sometimes stinks that really good quality things they can get spendy. But we have Amazon links that you can actually get some of these. And
I love when they do stuff like
use clean stuff that have been approved.
They have a $9 deodorant. And with the member price, though, it goes all the way down to $5.84. I love that they do stuff like that.
Here, let's show.
So you can get great, great, great clean.
Yeah, so there's your regular price. But if you're member price, meaning Amazon, and you go into a Whole Foods, you get good pricing in that regard. There's some on sale here. But the Tom's one had some unnatural ingredients in it. But they were a bit on sale. But we'll put the links there so you can see which ones are best. Okay, Mrs. Goods.
Mister. Sorry.
You would... Wait, why do you have a cart? You're up to something.
so it looks like work in the shop. Even though I am going to shop after, I don't want them to think I'm not shopping during.
Okay. Well, if
the pits, very uncomfortable. If the pits, I'm sweating right now.
If the pits are stinky, if you come into contact with someone that's stinky, or something that's dirty or nasty in the summertime, then we want to sanitize. How can you sanitize properly? You want to bring me down
here? I make my own, but yeah. You want me to come down here? What do you want me to do?
Here,
just tell me
flip
what
it.
To do.
Flip
there's
it.
People around. It makes me really uncomfortable when there's people around. Mostly the workers. They make me uncomfortable.
So, Mrs. Living Good laid out the guide. Hand sanitizer. This is the things we're looking for. No artificial dyes. Watch out for those parabens again. The fragrances. Fragrances are a big deal. And then polyethylene glycol. We want it out of our deodorant. We want it out of our hand sanitizers. A couple that we use, everyone, Piracy. We'll put links for those so you're able to grab them. You can make your own really easily. And she lays out that recipe for you. This is all in the summer guide. And you can get that. Click at the link in this video. You'll get part of the summer giveaway. You'll get Mrs. Living Good's, where's that cover page? Summer Toxicity Guide. And you'll be registered into our early bird 4th of July event. One whole day early to get the biggest discounts of the year and our guaranteed inventory. So there you go. Well, let's check a couple of these out.
Okay.
All right. So just off the cuff, the biggest one, no affiliation or anything. Just grabbing the first one we see here. We've got a hand sanitizer. It looks like it's in bulk. Yep, got ethylene glycol, or alcohol, number one. That's fine. And let's go down to here. Water, polyethylene glycol. There it is. That's the stuff in antifreeze. And then we have fragrance, number two. So see what I mean? The two ingredients that we put on the list. Boom, right out of the gates, you're seeing that. This is going to be toxic when you're smearing it on your hands all the time, putting it on your kids, rubbing it on your pits.
Maybe I should put it on my pits. This one might kill 99% of my germs on
my kid. This one's our ally. Let me see. Let's take a look. This is very raw and real. We're just grabbing stuff. So there's that alternative for the polyethylene glycol. Yeah, kind of a so-so. No fragrances, though. That's good. It's better than the first one. Should we keep going? Check out this one.
You have to peel back.
Oh man. Oh, there it is. Peel here. Why do they?
They're able to put more on their labels this way, Dr. Living Good.
I gotcha. Let's see.
And
active ingredients.
Font.
Fragrance. Says natural. So I'm a little bit unsure. Yeah, so that one would be okay. We're not seeing anything toxic in there. None of the ones. The fragrance is delineated, so if they are going to put a fragrance in, we want to make sure that the fragrance says it's natural and what the source is. Here's one of our favorites. So this one is linked on the market, livinggooddaily.com. Click on market. So it's called Everyone. Everyone can use it. Let's go to the ingredients. If you zoom in, purified water, aromatherapy blend. Look at this. Citrus, lemon peel. A little bit of ethanol, that's all right. Yep, vanillin, lemonin, all essential oils, no fragrances, no polyethylene glycol, no artificial things in there. That stuff's gonna smear that on my hands if I need it, especially if I happen to touch Jessica's pits. I'll clean my hands off. All right, here for you. There you go. Here, switch me.
Switching. Wait, I think I did that wrong?
Yeah, that's on me. Look, I wanted you to show them the rest of your guide. Okay, so there's the hand sanitizer. Go to the next page. Look at this little fun stuff. Ditching the plastics. We could put a lot of plastic containers, baggies. Kind of going to limit those during the summer. Hold here. Things to keep cool. What to stay away from nutritionally. We'll talk more of that in the future. And then it's just some, like, we make our own popsicles. We love summertime drinks.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Take a cart right there. Okay. Just like Supermarket Sweet. Remember that game? It's still on. It's back on TV. That's crazy. Supermarket Sweet.
I think I would crush that show.
Yeah, it's back on. It's crazy.
Challenge
anyway.
Accepted. What do
we do? Go grab like three of our favorites that we would grab if we were going to be like, let's get a summery drink.
A drink.
Grab three of those. I'll meet you outside so I can get out of the noise. I'll talk them through the rest of this. And you're
you
on the
clock. You want to go get heated up. Oh.
You got like 3 minutes to get this done. You ready?
Ready.
Supermarket sweep. Go! All right, you come with me. We'll step outside. So, the summer detox guide is when you click on the link, if you haven't gotten it yet, you've got to go through that. Start cleaning up a few toxins that are very common in the summer. Sunscreen. Sun remedy if you get burnt. Aloes. Bug sprays. What do you do after a bug bite? Deodorants, if you got a stinky family member or friend. Hand sanitizers. And then it's just some guidance on nutrition. Popsicle recipe for the kiddos. We use that all the time. A lemonade recipe. It's all in the guide. So, super cool. You click on the link and you'll be able to get access to that right now. And then you'll also get entered into the giveaway. We're doing two huge summer giveaways, year supply of supplements. We'll be doing that in soon. It's going down. And then you'll get a registrant into that. You get an opportunity to get additional registrants and discounts off some of our biggest summertime sellers already. And then you'll get a 1 day early bird access to the 4th of July event, the 4th of July sale. So a whole day early, which means guaranteed inventory and the biggest discounts, you'll get access to that first. So that's all right there, check that out. And we just kind of want to get to the store, break some of this stuff down for you, get you more aware of what's in your cupboard, more aware of what you're putting on your skin, more aware of how you're disrupting your hormones and what's causing a lot of these problems. I know you have symptoms. I know you have a diagnosis. I know you're on a medication for something. Something's creating that. A lot of different things are creating that. And you start picking away at it. Some of this stuff can be overwhelming at first, though, and we don't want you to get overwhelmed. That's why we come to the store. We bring you with us. We have some fun. It's raw. It's real. It's what Mrs. Living Good and I do. And we've taken time to figure this stuff out, and you can too. But it's not going to happen overnight. You have to, you kind of slowly build your way up there. If you go into the store and you try to buy all new deodorant and all new sunscreen and all new foods and all new, like, it's overwhelming to think about. The expense is overwhelming at first, but you can slowly start making better choices with the deodorant that you pick. You can slowly start making better choices with the bug spray that you use, or start making your own to try to save, especially with the foods as well. So that's what Living Good Daily is all about, is just slowly helping you improve 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%. But I've heard, you know, a couple of times people just like, how am I going to sustain this? Well, a lot of the things we also teach and help you through don't cost anything. I mean, the recent videos on de-stressing on the Living Good Daily show, that was on a Monday show, just breathing. Right? A 10-minute workout, no cost associated with that. Sleeping more at night, no cost with that. Covering yourself in the sun, you don't have to buy sunscreen then, no cost for that. Like, you just, you know, a lot of these things you can do, do what you know to do first, but we're here to help you with things like the guide to kind of guide you through it. So yes, you can get that guide. Okay, some of you are asking. The link is right there. If you're having problems opening the link, just go ahead and copy it. And then take it over to your browser like Safari or Chrome and open it there. And then you'll be able to simply enter your email, really simple. You'll be registered for the giveaway. You'll be able to get the guide right away. It's gonna get emailed to you. It'll also be on your thank you page. But before you get to your thank you page, they will offer you a couple other special summertime discounts we have right now that you can take advantage of. And then you'll get early bird access sale to the 4th of July sale that's coming up soon. So our biggest event of the year, it's just, we wanted to do a lot of giving in the month of June. Halfway through the year, we're feeling half Christmas, so to say, and we're doing those giveaways. So we're waiting on Mrs. Goods right now. She is in Whole Foods, the store, grabbing three of our favorite summertime drinks. And I sent her off supermarket sweet style, rushing through the store. She's got to check out. I only gave her 3 minutes, so she's kind of pushing it right now, I think. I don't see her. She's not running this direction yet, but we'll see what she gets here in a second. So the Summer Toxicity Guide is step one of this giveaway. Very soon, we're going to be releasing step two, where we're really going to break down summer foods. So I can't wait to show you that and show you the recipes that Mrs. Goods has cooked up, things you can try, mix it up for the summer, have some fun with it. That's coming super soon as well, along with these giveaways that you can enter and get into. Now, with that being said, the other thing I wanna make sure that you're focusing on is your nutrition. And so we're gonna release those recipe guides soon for you to be going through it. We really wanna focus on hydrating the body, like if you've hit goals, blood pressure, blood sugar, using melons, muskmelons, you know, cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew melon, very good electrolytes, very good rehydrating. It's a good food if you're out in the heat to replenish. I really take my omegas and turmeric seriously this time of year as an internal defense against inflammation. Trying to keep sugars down as much as we can. I know there's a lot of sugary favorites during the summer. That's why I wanted her to grab a couple drinks so that you can see, okay, what are some other fun summery drinks that you don't sacrifice on the sugar front so that you don't go backwards and then have a lot of work to do in the fall and keep focused on the challenges. To get all the links of the stuff we talked about today, deodorant, hand sanitizer, even a look back through if you missed previous sunscreens, the livinggooddaily.com link is there. And it takes you to our market. And these are all the things that Mrs. Living Good and I use and our family uses so that you can click directly to them and you can just get them on Amazon. Makes it really easy. We don't make these products or anything like that. They're not affiliation there. It's just the stuff we use to try to help you out to make it easier. She's back. Hi.
Hi.
Looking good.
Thank you.
What'd you get?
Well, of course I got
the old faithful. No, but some people don't know about this.
Okay.
Spin drift.
What I love about
summer drinks is
carbonated water. They use real juice from the.
Hold back up.
It's not natural flavoring. A lot of spicy waters.
Raspberry juice and lime juice.
A lot of sparkling waters use natural.
No added sugar.
This is just.
Spin drift. Yes.
A lot of great flavors right now.
Kiddos like those too.
Then I got my favorite.
Oh, where's our mojito drinkers? The mojito drinkers, except no alcohol in this one. Look at this, USDA organic, non-GMO. Go to the front.
All of these were on sale today.
Go to the front. That's the back. There we go. Live probiotics. This is Kavita. So it is a sparkling probiotic drink. It's fermented. Now you can go
very
to the back.
Very refreshing.
Let's go to the ingredient label. Where is it? Right there. All right. Sparkling water. All right. We got cultured kefir. That's going to give you probiotics, really friendly for your gut. It has apple cider vinegar in it. That's going to lower your insulin levels. It has probiotics in it, and it's sweetened with stevia. So assuming you don't have any irritations with stevia, you're getting a low sugar summery drink that tastes like a mojito.
I should also add disclaimer, they didn't have our actual favorite drink, the vitamin C powder and the Energize powders. They don't have those here yet. Sullivan asked me the other day, well, mommy, how are we going to make sure we get our healthy stuff into these stores, mom? So other people
man.
Can, I'm like, don't worry, babe.
Dr. Living Good Products in Whole Foods
don't
and
worry,
Target,
babe,
huh?
It's coming.
We'll see, huh? Living Good Daily someday.
I got a Boosh Pop.
Let me see what they Boosh Pop is.
Boosh Pop? This was on sale for like half off.
What is this? Boosh Pop. I don't know.
I feel good. I feel like we feel
good. Oh, I'm feeling good.
Bubbly beverage.
My bubbly beverage.
I couldn't find the one I usually get. I love spicy fizzy waters in the summer. And so I just tried this one. And I love the gingery.
USDA organic. Ginger, really good for the digestive health.
So we have a local kombucha ginger fizz type of drink here. And it has no sugars. And that's my favorite. But I couldn't find it. So it was out.
What do we got in the back? Let me approve it.
They have some
kombucha. It does have some sugars.
Don't judge my cane sugar.
Okay.
It's organic cane sugar. Don't judge it.
Got a little black tea, so if you're sensitive to tea or can't have it. Other than that, you're moving your arm.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Yeah, we're solid. Organic ingredients. So you're gonna get a little bit of sugar there, but better than like a soda or a sugary lemonade or something. You went for four. Holy cow, she keeps coming. What do you got there?
This was a bonus because I wanted to try it because it was on sale.
Boosh Pop.
And then this one, Suja, Strawberry Love.
Oh, man, Strawberry Love. Did you get this for me?
Yeah, because I love you, you little strawberry.
USDA Organic. Flip it over. We got strawberry puree, lemon juice, pitaya,
yeah.
Stevia. Little cayenne in there for the gut. Wow.
2 grams of sugar.
2 grams
and I bet
of
that's
sugar.
From the strawberries.
Strawberries. Yeah. Nice work.
And good old water.
And water. So there's some summery drinks. Little bonus for you. You were a little slow in the supermarket suite.
I was looking for that darn kombucha.
The Boosh Pop sucked you in.
I wouldn't have gotten the sweep prize winner.
Well, our final lesson of the day is stay focused, everyone.
stay focused.
You should have known better than to send me in.
Don't look at the shiny objects, even if they're booch pops. Stay focused on what you want and what you're going after and what the goal is.
And when you get distracted by the booch pops,
getting distracted.
You get the most sugary one of the whole batch.
You make a bad decision.
Just go with what you know.
And you end up with 8 grams of sugar, and you never even should have walked out with that. I'm going to go make her return it so we learn our lesson.
He is not.
All right. The link is there. You can grab the guide. Thanks for helping us with the drinks.
My pleasure.
You got recipes coming soon.
I do.
I can't wait for these. You did a really good job on those.
Thanks.
You guys are going to love them. That's coming soon. But right now, you can grab the Summer Detox Guide. You can enter in to win the big summer giveaways and one day early bird access to the 4th of July event. So if this was helpful, pass it along. It means the world to us. We'll keep bringing you just helpful, simple, real solutions to health.
That's right.
So you can live good.
That's right. So go make it a great weekend. Might as well. You won't get it back.
It's true. No truer words ever been spoken. Go make it a great one. Live good.
Every week.
Click the link. It's right there. Bye, guys. Hey, it's Dr. Livinggood here. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found this episode helpful, it would mean the world to me to please leave a positive rating and a review. That way we can continue to get this message out to help people all over the world experience real health. See you next time.